Welcome to your Dream Life Collective podcast, hosted by me, Ishita Khattar. Dream Life Collective podcast is a podcast where every week we will discuss strategies and tips on how to live your dream life. We will talk about topics like productivity, social media, fashion, lifestyle, business, motherhood, and a lot more, with the hope that this motivation takes you a step towards your dream life. Welcome to the 20th episode of Dream Life Collective podcast. I am Ishita, your host. Hope you all are doing well. In today's episode, I wanted to share with you all a few habits that I have incorporated in my life in 2021 and seen such great results already. These habits have not only helped me become a better person overall, but have also helped me tremendously in my business, becoming more consistent in my work, increased my productivity levels, and helped me achieve my monthly goals. So I heard this line somewhere and it made so much sense to me, which is, our days make our weeks, weeks make our months, months make our years, and years make our life. If you think about it, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? And what it really means is that in order to have a good life, to see the outcomes that we so deeply desire, to see our goals and wishes getting fulfilled, we need to focus on how we spend our days. A day might seem so insignificant in the overall picture of our life, but in fact, they are the most important in shaping us, what we become and what we want to be. Small actions that we do daily add up each day and show results. You won't see results instantly, but over time you will notice the difference these small habits and actions have made to our life. So the last few months of 2020 were like a whirlwind for me. We were supposed to move houses, so I was extremely busy with that. First, looking for houses, then looking for new furniture, etc., moving in, and then finally settling in to our new house. I also had a lot of family over for a long period of time. I spent little to no time on myself and on my business. And after all of this, I did want to take a few days off before jumping back into work and life. This year, for the first time, I didn't make any goals for the new year. I did set goals and intentions, but not at the beginning of the year like I usually do. But that doesn't matter so much because I believe that if you want to change yourself, if you want to set new goals for yourself, then you shouldn't wait for the beginning of the year or a month or a new week. Every day is a new start. But anyways, coming back, while I was getting back, I knew that I wanted to make some changes. I wanted to make time for certain activities in my day. I had certain goals in mind. So what did I do? I made my goals and counted backwards. I saw, in order to achieve that particular goal, what is it that I need to do? I made a list of action steps and then came out with a daily list. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you those daily activities that I have started doing because I wanted to reach my goals that I've set for 2021. The first thing I did was to decide that every single day, I'm going to have a dedicated time for learning. I'm a sucker for online courses and I'm constantly looking to up-level myself. I have bought so many courses, signed up for so many masterclasses and trainings, but didn't end up finishing them. Last year, I got a bundle which had some 75 courses on business-related topics like Instagram, photography, sales, etc. Of course, I'm not going to do all 75 of those courses, but the price was super attractive. And even if I just do one or two courses from that, I will get my money's worth. And this year, that same company came up with another bundle. This time, this time focusing on self-improvement. And I've bought that too. So, with so many courses available to me, I wanted to make sure that I'm spending my time learning them as well and not just spending money buying. So, every day, I consciously take out 30 minutes to pick up one of the courses from my list and learn. If not the courses, then I sign up for a masterclass on a topic that I want to know more about or watch a free training, etc. But I make sure that I spend at least 30 minutes, if not more, towards upgrading my knowledge. I usually do this at a time when I'm feeling super sleepy or tired or not in a mood to work. So instead of spending my time on Instagram or maybe watching a Netflix series, I spend it on learning. And it's great because I finished a few courses and have already started applying what I've learned to my business. The next habit that I have started incorporating and seen tremendous results in my productivity levels is by moving more. And I don't mean working out, which also, by the way, I have restarted. But what I'm talking about here is whenever you feel lazy, just get up and start doing something. Because a body in motion likes to stay in motion, and a body in an inactive state likes to be in an inactive state. Whenever you're feeling lazy, not motivated enough to get up and finish your task at hand, just get up and start doing something, even if it's just cleaning your room or your desk. Do maybe just one task from your to-do list, and it doesn't even matter if it's the smallest task or the most irrelevant task. Maybe go for a walk. Force your body into motion and you will notice that the more you move, the less unproductive you will feel. The urge to procrastinate on a task would be far less when your mind and body are in a state of motion. And here is a bonus tip for you. When you're forcing yourself to do a particular task, set a timer for 15 minutes. Tell your brain that it has to do this for just 15 minutes. And 15 minutes is not long. You will notice that after those 15 minutes, you wouldn't mind finishing the task if you haven't already. You would want to continue working or doing something else which is productive. This is just a trick that you're playing on your mind, so give this a try. The third habit that I've started, well, I wouldn't call it a habit because it is more of an activity, but nonetheless, I'll talk about it here today, is the 10 ideas list. I must put it out there before I begin talking about it that this is not something that I came up on my own. I was watching a YouTuber's morning routine and there she spoke about this and it sounded great, so I started using it too. So what the 10 ideas list is, you need to come up with a list of 10 things. And it can be anything. 10 ideas for having a great day today. 10 ideas for an Instagram reel. 10 ideas for an upcoming course. 10 ideas on how to be healthy today. And I write this in the morning when I wake up after I write my gratitude journal. I write this 10 ideas list. It just helps my mind to be creative. And you might think that it's so silly. But let me tell you this. When you actually sit down to think, you might be surprised that not all the time you can come up with 10 ideas for a particular thing. Sometimes I just come up with 4 or 5, but that's where this activity helps. It forces you and your brain to think. Sometimes think out of the box, be creative, be experimental. Most of the times I would think about creating a digital course and my mind would just go in the same direction. And after I did this activity, I have a list of 10 possible course ideas and it's amazing. I can pick any one up which I want to and keep this list safely for when I need to come up with another course. Today morning, I was writing a list of 10 ideas for a podcast. And while I have planned out my podcast episodes in advance for almost a couple of months. But while I was writing, I thought to myself that why not share this with all of you? If you're going through a phase of self-doubt, write a list of 10 reasons why you love yourself, 10 things that make you happy, 10 things you're grateful about. A few days back, I wrote a list of 10 ideas of how can I be a better mother to my son. Then I wrote down 10 ideas for DIY toys for my son that I can involve him in. Here, all I want to tell you is to be creative. Let your mind wander and use this activity in any way you want to. The fourth habit that I have incorporated, or in fact I would like to say reinstated, is of waking up early. As much as I would like to wake up early every single month, I just couldn't get myself out of bed in winter season. It was so difficult for me to get out at 6 or 6:30 in the morning when the sun is not even out and get myself to do something. I realized one thing, that I am someone who just loves to wake up with the sun. I really can't get up when it's dark outside. So the first thing I did was to tweak my wake up time as per the sunrise. I started this in the later part of January and it was still cold here in New Delhi. So instead of trying to wake up at 6 a.m., I started waking up at 6:45 when the sun was almost out. And now since it's becoming hotter, I started waking up at 6:30. Or I would like to say that I try to wake up at 6:30. I am successful some days and some days I'm not. And interestingly, I put this up on my Instagram stories and there were so many of you who are struggling with waking up early like me. So I thought of creating an accountability group and help each other to wake up early and motivate each other, see each other's morning routines, etc. And can you believe that there are over 20 people in this group? I just couldn't imagine. And it has helped so much because at the back of my mind, I know that I need to answer to someone, what time did I wake up today? It's great to have an accountability partner. Another trick that I started using while waking up early is the 5-second rule, which is the minute your alarm clock rings, instead of snoozing it, just count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in your head and wake up. I don't know how this works, but trust me, it does. I just count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and I'm up. The last habit that I've incorporated is meditation. Again, I keep incorporating this on and off and sometimes I lose touch, but it feels great to do it again. These days, I wake up in the morning and head to the kitchen to make myself a glass of lemon water and sit down, put on my headphones and do a 10 to 15 minute guided meditation. It helps me calm my mind, start it on a slow and peaceful note. I could honestly never see the benefits of meditating and I always thought that this isn't for me. In fact, I even spoke about it in one of my podcast episodes, I think. But there were certain things happening and some behavioral change that I saw in myself in the past couple of months and I thought I'll give it a go. I still haven't tried the non-guided meditation because as of now, I know that I won't be able to do it because my mind would run in a zillion directions, which it does even now with guided meditations. But when there's someone asking you to focus on something, it helps to think about just that and nothing else. So these are the 5 habits that I have incorporated in my life daily and seen such great results. I urge you to try at least one of them, if not all. And do let me know over on Instagram, which one are you giving a shot? Also, would love if you could rate this podcast and leave a review. It helps the podcast to reach more people. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is @yourdreamlifecollective. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And I will see you in my next one. Thank you for listening to your Dream Life Collective podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you could rate this podcast and leave a review. Also, please share this podcast with your friends. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. I'll see you in my next episode.